Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. I'm going through the stack that the kids, I shouldn't call you guys kids, the young adults that work on the station. And, of course, Bryn, our new producer, who has to worry about us 24/7. They put it together.
It's exhausting.
They put it together every day. There is a picture of Billie Eilish, and she's wearing, like, the giant from Jack and the Beanstalk's coat. Like, it's the biggest. Did you see this picture? You got to look at this thing. She's, and I don't, it looks like she maybe has a wetsuit on underneath it, one of the ones that has the hood. I mean, this is, here's the picture. Oh, it's never going to make it to you. I mean, it's my puffy jacket, but it goes down to her feet, and it's like she's a belle.
It's a move you'd make, for sure.
I love her style.
I understand her stance, but that is too extreme.
It's
too much.
You know what, though? She's probably nice and warm. She has to wear a huge... It is the biggest puffy jacket you've ever seen.
It's worse than covering yourself in a down comforter and leaving...
Right. It's like for someone who is 15 feet tall, like it would fit perfectly on.
Good for her.
Someone gigantic. It's unbelievable. I turned the page and saw the picture. I'm like, oh my God, what am I seeing? All right, get it together, Clark. Here we go. Oh, there she. Oh, let me have a look at this. People have gone meme crazy. They're putting her in these giants. Go back to the one.
She does that herself.
What, that's real?
That's her. Yeah, that's her. This is part of her thing where she doesn't really want to show everybody like tight
revealing.
Oh, my God.
The one time that she, I think it was she was posting a picture from Hawaii.
On vacation,
recently,
right.
And it showed her in some kind of a jogging type bra or a swimsuit.
Yeah, like a bikini
but
looking thing.
The world went crazy over it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, skin.
I think that's the big coat. Go back to that black coat that you're just on, if you can. Look at that.
Yep,
I think that's
it.
The coat. Damn, that's funny. You know, good for her. It's great. Whatever she's doing, I love her. Okay. I'm going to start the trash now. Oh my God. I feel super vulnerable, like on the edge right now, which I think is why it just, you know, I see that picture of that coat and I'm just like losing my mind, laugh or cry. Okay. By the way, speaking of laugh or cry, I finished that Ricky Gervais series on Netflix last night. It's called Afterlife. It's the entire thing is 3 hours long. It's six half hour episodes. I want to write him a fan letter. Like, I was so moved by that and by just, like, how deeply I started caring about the people on this. I'm telling you, I was just sitting on the couch, and the whole time my eyes just leaked. Not, like, hard cry, none of that. Just like, oh, that's touching. Another tear rolls down. Like, it was lovely. What a beautiful... He should be so proud of that.
While we're frothing,
okay.
If I could.
Yes.
I got home yesterday... And I didn't feel good because of that shingle shot.
Right.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to just lay down and I am going to finish the Harry Potter series. Mm. That J.K. Rowling's might actually be a thing.
Oh, you think?
She...
You knew she was anyway.
She
you
really,
read all her little pseudonyms.
She really
Robert
might make
Galbraith.
It, everyone. My goodness. She is unbelievable.
Very
so,
clever.
There I am. I put on the Harry Potter
eight?
Part 2. Right. Yeah, I guess it's 8. Or,
right, part 2 of the Deathly Hallows.
Right. And I'm finishing it. I get about an hour in, and I pause it, and I'm laying there like, I don't want to... I'm going to finish this now. This sucks.
Mm.
And it's only, 1 in the afternoon. That sucks. So I stopped.
Oh.
And I went and found some things I needed to do that I'd been ignoring, like, you know, doing a little bit of laundry or whatever.
Sure.
And then went back to it around 4 and started it over. I'm sitting here going, this is the last part of this whole thing. It's the part 2 of this.
But you just watched it that day. That
right.
didn't drive you crazy?
Well, no, I wanted to drag it out. I wanted to just lay there and let the whole thing happen. And I did it. And I watched it to the end and I just thought, how did I miss this when it first was happening?
It just wasn't your thing. You didn't have kids. Like, you're open to so much more stuff now.
I guess. Man, if you've skipped that the same way I did, just thinking, oh, that's nonsense, it's really a great story.
Yeah.
You've
read all the books too,
I
right?
have, but okay. I didn't think that, I just didn't think it was worth watching. They really followed the books.
They did. They're perfect. Did you, right after she was done with those, I think the first thing she wrote was a book called A Casual Vacancy.
I never read that one.
You should read that. I think about that book all the time.
Really?
And they made it into a, I don't know what they call that, a miniseries. They somebody later acted the whole, you know, they put it together and
you're talking about J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling, right. And then after that, she wrote as Robert Galbraith. I think there's been 3, 4, possibly 5. Have there been 5 of the?
I don't know, but they're all excellent.
Yeah, so she wrote a series of mysteries. They center around this one dude and his assistant, and they
Cormoran
are
Strike.
Cormoran. And what's the girl's name?
Robin.
Robin, right? Robin, I love Robin.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And her stupid fiance Matthew.
Ugh.
So anyway, if you're looking for a good read, and I know I always am. Those are, I think I might go back and reread
They're
those.
They're great.
They're so, so good. And they put them, those are also, those have also been made into
well,
series.
Well, Harry Potter translated.
Yeah.
And they got much better as they went along. The kids weren't great actors
but
in the first.
But they cast it well, and they, you're right, they grew into those roles, mm-hmm. and they were perfect in them by the end.
I had this moment where, what's the
Ron Weasley?
Ron Weasley. First of all, him and Hermione are too cute. I love it. You don't like it?
She should have been with Harry.
No, I love it. I think they're great together. I was so happy the way that went down. And the part where he takes off running about, don't you do that to my girlfriend. I was like, and then he comes running back. It's fire.
I don't remember that at all.
And the,
I should go back and watch.
Oh, just a shooting flame comes out after him. I just thought, oh, that is too perfect. What guy doesn't run stupidly to defend his woman only to find out he's completely
ill-equipped for it?
Unprepared to handle what's coming. I loved it. It was really, really, really great. Sorry. And you were saying about?
I wasn't.
You were.
I was done. I was done, and then you started your
Jumped
thing
in.
About...
Sorry, sure. everyone.
Let's move on to the... We'll move on
They're
to the
They're 15 years old. How old are those movies?
Shoot. The last one had to have come out maybe 12... Yeah, maybe they are like 15 years old.
Either way, I just watched
them.
When did
the last one, number 8, come out? So they're a little bit... There are some peril in those. Like, I don't know, has your kid watched them?
No,
or?
And okay. I won't let her. Yeah. There's a lot of peril. There's a lot of snakes. There's a lot of tarantulas.
That's
there's
right.
a
she
lot
watched
of
the
stuff.
First one
right.
and
it's
saw the face
good.
On the back of the head.
Mm-hmm.
But you were sucked in and were like, F it, I'm gonna...
I love them.
Yeah.
I really loved them. I'm not
And you
saying
did read
that.
All the books. I
yeah.
mean, it's not like you're...
Mm-hmm.
Right. We talked a little bit about...
2011.
Oh, 2011. Oh, all right. Well, that makes sense, right? Because they're all around... Probably pushing 30, all the kids now. I don't really know. Shannon Doherty has stage 4 breast cancer.
Awesome.
It's back. So she had it a few years ago, and she, you know, this is a woman who has trouble with insurance companies because I remember at the time she felt like she was misdiagnosed or something. Something had happened with her, like her manager hadn't paid her after a SAG-AFTRA insurance bill or whatever. So we heard yesterday that she's suing State Farm. And I thought, they don't do health insurance.
State Farm isn't involved in our union's...
Not that I know of at all.
...insurance at all. I believe we're Blue Cross.
Yeah. Anthem?
Yeah, it's Blue Cross.
So Shannon is saying that the reason that she came forward with this whole thing is because of this suit that she has going with State Farm. Like right now in her last, because she's calling it terminal stage 4 breast cancer. She's like, what I should be doing is relaxing at my house. What I can't do is relax at my house because it burned in the Woolsey fire. And State Farm won't pay me.
Who she's fighting with. She's fighting with the people who insured her home. Mm-hmm. Got it.
So she basically said, my diagnosis was going to come out in all the court papers. You know what I didn't want? To have you guys hear it somewhere else. So that's why she's coming forward. TMZ, of course, got the documents. They say Shannon is dying of stage 4 terminal cancer. Shannon said one of the reasons she eventually decided to do the 90210 reboot was because Luke Perry died. She said, it's so weird for me to be diagnosed and then somebody who was, you know, seemingly healthy to go first. Luke Perry died maybe January of last year of a sudden stroke. She said, it was like really shocking. And the least I could do to honor him was to do that show. And I still haven't done enough, in my opinion, so it's a hard one. She's 48, first diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015, underwent treatment for about 2 years, announced in 2017 that she was in remission. And then she says in the lawsuit that State Farm denied claims she made after her house was damaged in the Woolsey fire, which devastated parts of Southern California in 2018. She said, I communicated with my insurance company. I called. I got passed around from claims adjuster to claims adjuster. So I ended up suing State Farm. And the result has been one of the most horrific processes I've ever been through. State Farm said in a statement to NBC News, so here's their side, that they empathize with her health issues and wish her a full recovery, but we strongly believe we've upheld our commitment to our customer and have paid what we owe on this claim. We're prepared to defend our position in court. She said now that she's taking on State Farm because I want to be remembered for something bigger than just me. I'm taking a stand for all of us through this lawsuit and by saying enough is enough with big business and corporations running a little person over. So she feels like she's making a big stand and...
I don't understand how there's any gray area in a situation where you've been insured by, it should be in the contract. Like, we're owed the price of rebuilding that home.
Right. I don't know if maybe her home was only partially destroyed, and so there was a dispute as to, I don't know the specifics of the whole thing.
Gray area, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Right. Or replacing things that she maybe didn't have documentation for. They say that you should, you know, once a year, walk around your house. Video everything. And then put the videos somewhere where they're not going to burn down if your house does. Put them on the cloud.
Wow.
Cloud will never burn. I hope, right? I didn't even think of that. Can the cloud burn? Please, don't.
No,
burn.
It can't.
I'm just going to read you the story and you tell me what you think.
I will.
All right. Elementary school over there in Berkeley, California. They hosted a PTA fundraiser. And they played a movie. While they're, you know, they're having it, so this will keep the kids busy. It's
a PTA fundraiser.
Right, so they're raising money.
And they show a movie. So everyone is brought into a theater.
No, I don't know. It seems like it was played on campus.
Do they wheel... remember this?
Does the AV club bring out
the TV that's
the
been bolted down to a dolly type item? They wheel that into the room. Remember
they
that?
Did.
And
they,
then the teacher
exactly
pulls the plug
what happened.
Out and is like, all right, class. Hold on. Here
right.
we go. We're going to get this thing started here. I want
and then
everyone...
the lights go out and your eyes close.
Right.
Oh, this is going to be great. So they bought a DVD at Best Buy of last year's remake of The Lion King, the live action-y one.
It's pretty good.
And they wanted to keep the kids happy at this fundraiser. Like, the kids can sit and watch this while the parents are...
Oh, okay.
Hobnobbing, blah, blah, blah.
Makes perfect sense.
Disney found out about it. As you know... Right over there in Berkeley, Emeryville's right. You know, the Disney owns Pixar now. And mm-hmm, maybe there was a Pixar family there. Who knows?
Okay.
But somebody ratted them out. And now Disney wants $250. It's a fine for playing the movie without permission. You can play a movie that you buy in your home as much as you want. But if you play it outside of home, you owe. The school got an email saying Disney received an alert, quote, received an alert about the screening. And anytime a movie is shown outside the home, legal permission is needed to show it, as it is considered a public performance. If a movie is shown for any entertainment reason, even in the classroom, it's required by law that the school obtains a public performance license. The PTA made $800 during the fundraiser.
And they're expected to send $250 of that to
Disney. They are doing it. They're not psyched about it, but they're doing it.
They're doing it, but I honestly believe when someone in a position to overrule the rules that are in place, someone at Disney will say, don't cash that check. Mm. We don't need it, and it's a rule that we want the public to see them enforce because they don't want to be seen as saying, okay.
And that's exactly what they're saying here. You know, look, this is, it probably cost them more than $250 to have a lawyer sit down and draft, cut that out, pay right. us up.
I'd be surprised. I expect more from Disney.
Me too. So, and of course, a lot of people are very upset about this. One parent said, it's a shame. Underfunded schools have to raise money to pay teachers to manage school programs, partially because of the greed of big corporations like Disney. Disney's like, uh-oh. The parents pointed out that California is letting Disney slide by on a property assessment that was taken in 1978. Somebody went back and dug. They're saving millions upon millions of dollars a year that they should be paying in property taxes, but they're not because of some proposition that was passed in 1978. Disney has not commented, but they argue that they have to protect their copyright, even if it's a school fundraiser. So it's enforcement for them.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, it's helping the fundraising because people are like, you got to be kidding me.
We'll give you more money.
We're going to give you more money.
Great. That's the way that should go. Good.
Yeah. And speaking of Disney, they just announced that in 3 months, they have racked up 28.6 million paid subscribers.
I'm not on it yet. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
You're on it?
Hell yeah. Baby Yoda all the way. Mandalorian, baby. And everything's on there, too. Like, you scroll through it, you go, everything I ever wanted to watch from Disney is right here.
I'll get on there eventually, but yeah. We just haven't had the time or the...
Well, it has all the ESPN stuff on it, right? So you'll...
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Disney owns ESPN.
Sure, but so I didn't know that.
No, apparently it's got a lot of sports crap on there, too. I mean, stuff. Sports, wonderful programming.
What are you trying to do? Get us in trouble?
No. What does Disney own us now? God damn it. I can't keep track of it.
They don't.
Are we an ABC station?
No, we're not.
That's the Mandalorian music.
Yeah, it is.
Let's go a little deeper in. I love it toward the end.
Oh, towards the end?
Yeah. There it is. Ba-ba-ba-bum. Ba-ba-ba-bum. Ah, so good! Yeah! Baby Yoda is the cutest little thing that you ever did see. I want to hold him and squeeze him and touch him and love him. Give him to me! Oh my God, I love that show. So corny, I love it. Harrison Ford is 77 years old.
Yeah.
And he's back, baby. He is doing Indiana Jones 5.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought his next film was the one with the dog.
Oh, he might be. But he's doing Indiana Jones 5.
All right.
2, I guess.
Well, he looks great. I don't know what surgeries he's had or if he's Botoxing. Mm-hmm. I don't know what his regimen is, but he's handsome.
Yeah.
Even at 77. What did you say, 77?
77.
Yeah, yeah. Even at 77, he's handsome.
I was actually just thinking, I saw him on some David Blaine special a couple years ago. Do you remember seeing this? David Blaine's like at his house, and there's a bowl of fruit like randomly in Harrison Ford's kitchen.
I didn't see this.
And, you know, oh, do you have it? Oh, my God. This is crazy. Now Harrison's going to pick any GD. There's a ton of fruit there. Any freaking piece. Go ahead. Pick one out. Harrison Ford is freaking out.
Oh, my God.
Harrison is losing it right now. So he's unrolling the card.
It's the Nine of Hearts.
It's the Nine of Hearts. This is it.
Dump it.
Oh.
I did it already.
Okay.
Okay.
He says, get the F out of my house. I didn't realize he said, get the F out.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that insanity?
Yeah. He said the F word.
Oh, that part?
Yeah.
Damn, that's so
Harrison
funny.
Ford.
So anyway, Harrison Ford, age 77, Indiana Jones 5 in the works.
I'm into it.
He's doing it.
I admit, 4 left me wanting, needing another ending.
Producer Kathleen Kennedy says they're still working on getting the script where they want it to be, but it's coming along. It's not a reboot. It's a continuation, she says. Harrison can't wait. Steven Spielberg is directing, and it's looking like July of 2021, the week before Harrison turns 79. All right, Vincent, there's your trash. What's coming up?
Guy makes the news for telling his... Well, let me rephrase that. A guy tells his wife he wants to separate, and a lady makes the news due to her reaction after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.